The plan would expand the state's new hospital tax so that it benefits critical access hospitals. The tax is basically an accounting trick that lets hospitals qualify for extra federal Medicaid funding. The state's roughly 60 critical access hospitals were purposely left out of the original hospital assessment because the way the funding formula works, they would have ended up losers. A plan before the legislature's Joint Finance Committee is written specifically so that these small rural hospitals will come out ahead. It will also generate extra federal funds to train doctors for rural underserved areas. Unlike the debate over the original hospital tax that was sharply partisan, this proposal has support from both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. Jeremy Levin with the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative says there's a reason for that.
Well, we've gotten strong bipartisan support because rural doesn't have parties. Rural areas in Wisconsin, it isn't a partisan area.
Levin says critical access hospitals need this plan now because they were just recently hit with a 10% cut in state funding by the Department of Health Services. That cut amounted to roughly $10 million. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.